you, but if you've ever tried to question the origin of a family tradition, or suggest that maybe you should change the way things have been done for a while, you've likely come up against some interesting opposition. To suggest, perhaps, hey, why do we have turkey at Thanksgiving and ham at Christmas? Hey, why do we have ham this year for Thanksgiving? Just try that one and see how much pushback you will get from your family. After you've been going on doing things for a long time, it's difficult if someone were to say, let's not do this anymore. Why do we do this? Something similar happened in the year 431. You see, the church, for years, had been referring to Mary as Mother of God. In Greek, Theotokos, the God-bearer. And then, all of a sudden, in 431, a bishop in Syria by the name of Nestorius kind of threw the flag on the Thanksgiving dinner and said, hey, why do we call Mary Mother of God? I don't think we ought to do that anymore. I don't like it. Well, all of a sudden, just as if you had suggested maybe having ham for Thanksgiving, there was much uproar in the church, because everyone's like, what do you mean? We've always called Mary Mother of God. Of course Mary is Mother of God. But Nestorius was upset. He said, calling Mary Mother of God makes it sound like Mary is the origin of God, and that Mary is the one responsible and therefore almost superior to God. Because after all, isn't a parent superior to their children? And so it makes it sound like Mary is the origin and head over God himself, if she is Mother of God. That was Nestorius' complaint. Well, you know, I once had a young student who was a Protestant, actually. When we were talking about this amongst the children preparing to enter the church, we were talking about Mary, and she raised her hand and said, let me get this straight. Jesus is God, right, Father? Like, yeah, Jesus is God. And Mary gave birth to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So Mary is Mother of Jesus, who is God. Mary's Mother of God. Why is that so hard for people? Like, well, I don't know, but it's hard for some people, like Nestorius. But Nestorius couldn't be ignored because he was actually a bishop, and so he had a lot of people that were listening to him. And so the church called a council in Ephesus in the year 431 to settle this matter. Could Mary rightfully continue to be called Mother of God? Or was this a title that, although pious and holy and used for years, maybe it should be abandoned for greater theological clarity? So the bishops all got together and they met. And an interesting thing happened at the council. Because they began to say to Nestorius then, well, if Mary is not Mother of God, well then, who is it that Mary gave birth to, this Jesus? Was he not God? Kind of the same question that this little Protestant girl posed to me. They posed to this bishop. And Nestorius then had to say, well, if he's going to say that Mary is not Mother of God, then he has to say, then, well, when Mary gave birth to Jesus, well, Jesus wasn't God yet. Ooh. Now all of a sudden we see if we deny one doctrine, something that seems so inconsequential, it's just a title of Mary, all of a sudden Nestorius is then saying, well, no, Jesus wasn't God when he was born. He became God then. Whoa. All of a sudden we have a major theological heresy that comes about. And so rightfully all the council fathers said, we see where this leads. If we are to deny that Mary is Mother of God, ultimately we deny that Jesus is God when he is born. The great teaching of the fathers of the council is that Jesus is always God. The second person of the Holy Trinity was always God from before time began. This is the great thing we profess at the Council of Nicaea, what we say in our creed every week, that Jesus is eternally begotten of the Father, although he is later begotten in time from the Blessed Virgin Mary. He existed eternally. He has no origin in time. Rather, he is eternally begotten of the Father. And then, here at Christmas, on that blessed day, December 25th, year zero, if you will, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity, becomes man and takes on flesh from the Virgin Mary. But he was always God. always the second person of the Holy Trinity, from the time before the world began, from the time when Gabriel comes and announces his conception in Mary, from the time he is being born, the time after he's born, while he's on the cross, from the time he ascends into heaven into this day, Jesus is always God. And so they realized at Ephesus, to protect this truth, they had to affirm that yes, Mary is mother of God. Jesus was God when he was being born and after his birth, so Mary, his mother, is mother of God. And they rightfully pointed out that Nestorius is correct, that Mary is not the mother of the divinity of Jesus, because the divinity did not begin with the birth of Jesus. His divinity is from eternal days. But rather, Mary gave birth to Jesus in his humanity, who that person was a divine person, and therefore rightfully Mary is mother of God. And the council proclaims this at Ephesus, and all the people who rightfully had always called Mary mother of God were gathered around outside the council, and it's said that when the fathers of the council come out and announce their decision, that the people of the town loudly gather in procession, and they go through the town proclaiming Mary, Mother of God, the Holy Theotokos. It is from those early pious traditions that we have our feast today in honor of Mary, Mother of God. But it is not just for the sake of preserving some theological doctrine of Jesus' divinity that we celebrate this day. We remember that on the cross, Jesus gave Mary, his mother, also to us, to be our mother. Mothers are great at protecting and nurturing, and that is what we pray for in this new year, that Mary will help protect and nurture us as our mother, for she is also mother of the church. May she help protect and guard our faith. May she help nurture the seeds and fruit of our great holy faith handed on to us in the holy traditions given us. As this day we honor her as Mother of God, we pray that as our mother, she may help lead us to Jesus. For that is the great role of Mary. She always points us towards Jesus, her son, never drawing honor for herself, but rather leading us to Jesus. In this new year, may Mary, the Mother of God, always lead and nurture in us a great love for Jesus, her son.